From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Lynn Neary. Now to a scene of heated debate about the financial crisis in Europe at a dinner table. It's in Athens, Greece, where the European crisis is raising questions about whether to abandon the euro currency. Here's Hannah Jaffe-Walt with our Planet Money team.
Meet your host, Katerina Margaritou. Charming, smiley, she's a Greek chemist with wild curls. And this is her apartment she shares with Ilias Tilagadas.
Ilias is my boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
There are a couple other people over for dinner, but really, you just have to know these two. And their shtick as a couple seems to be to disagree as performance. Ilias will say something, and Katerina will go,
anyway, I don't agree with him.
And vice versa. The conversation tonight is all about the European financial crisis, beginning with the people who seem to be in charge of Europe's destiny these days, Germans.
I like them. They're good people. They
you gave them about $1 billion.
Ilias is mumbling something here about Germans owing Greeks for World War II. Katerina waves him off.
This is not the point now. They are good people. They are here every summer.
With socks and sandals.
They have a very good sense of humor, Germans. I like them.
But, Katerina adds, they are not without blame for the current situation. Germans act like they joined the euro as a favor to us, she says. They got something out of it, too.
Here in Greece, everything is German. The electronical equipment here in Greece is, and the cars is German. They found an easy way for us to buy German products.
And you did?
Yes, we did.
It's
lovely to buy, I think.
They built their economy in order to produce things and sell them to the rest of us. Yeah. That's their fault and they will be paying for it.
We can share the fault, I think.
Katerina says Greece messed up, borrowed more than it could afford. But it's no longer about fault. We're all in trouble now, she says. The question is what to do about it. Leave the euro, one guest calls out. Actually, go all the way. Leave the European Union altogether. Ilias agrees.
In 3 months, we're getting back to drachma-like currency.
No. I don't agree with him. I want to be in the European Union, but I don't know if I want to be in euro anymore.
Why do you want to be in the European Union?
Well, it's easy to travel. I like this whole European family. We have exchanged ideas and culture all these years, being together. I don't want to leave them. It's my family now, but I don't like their currency.
Some Europeans in Greece, we've got.
As you can probably hear, Ilias does not agree. And of course, that's the problem with families. The members don't always agree, but they're bound together by history, money, emotions, and the costs of leaving the family behind are often very high. Hannah Jaffe-Walt, NPR News.